Did you know that it's 114 days to go to Christmas? And who's counting? I said this because back in the Philippines, when the clock struck until midnight of September 1, you will hear the first Christmas song on all radios. We play Christmas song already. And so it's because of what we call it the Burr Month. September, October, November, and December. The Burr Month. And so we remind ourselves of the Burr Month. Like B is, of course, listing all the gifts that we have to buy. Right? So we will have time from September to December. And E, it stands for environment. When you go to shopping malls in the Philippines, all you will see is Christmas ornaments decorated marvelously, beautifully in all shopping malls. The last thing that the bear stands for, the R, is the most important for us, our tradition and our culture. It's R stands for return, because we return home, we return to our families, we return to our provinces. Just to let you know that because people work in Manila, the capital city of the Philippines, and it is the financial district, so all the jobs are in Manila. And so we rented out houses around Manila. And but Christmas time, we're in, there's a vacation, so we all return to our provinces. You would probably think, like, oh, what's the connection between Christmas and the gospel today? Because the gospel today speaks of humility. Humility that when you are invited to a banquet, you don't just go to the the high status table or something like that, or what we call the presidential table. But you go look for the lowest place and wait for the host to invite you to transfer from the lowest place to the presidential table. And we talk about humility in the first reading and the second reading. But these are all teachings God to all of us. But my brothers and sisters, today, He is not only speaking of His Word, He also puts His Word into action. He puts His Word into action. He's just not teaching us, but He is also demonstrating to us how to be humble. Isn't it that when Christ, Jesus, was born, He was born in a manger. He was born in a manger, not in a big palace. So He humbled Himself and took the form of a human, and not regard Himself as master, but a servant to all. He was born in a cave. He took that, I mean, He's showing us, He's demonstrating us that humility. That He chose to be at the lowest place than to be born in a palace on a big house. And so, the second one in the gospel today, those who humble Himself will be exalted. And now Christ Jesus is exalted by God the Father. Now He is the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. He humbled Himself and now exalted. The last one that mentioned in the Gospel today is when you invite someone, don't invite them, don't invite your brothers and sisters, your wealthy neighbor, but invite the cripple, invite the poor. And this is what Jesus is doing here at this table. He's all inviting us to share a meal together. For him to share his body and blood to all of us, to all of us who are poor and sinful, to all of us who are crippled, to all of us who are sinners. And brothers and sisters, here we can see Jesus is not just speaking of words, teaching his word, teaching us all like in the book. But here is a good example of how he demonstrates to all of us of how to be humble ourselves. And so for this week, I want you to meditate on the question, how can I humble myself? Am I humble enough? Do I really just hear the words of Christ or put it into action? Do I live or do I just hear the faith, the teaching? Or I live the faith that Jesus taught me?